Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing, and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Dive to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. Hey guys, it's Kitty. Today I have with me Nico. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. I'm very excited to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me what's been going on with you this year. I kind of follow you a little bit, and so tell everybody else what's been going on.
Yeah, so I've just been staying consistent with releasing music, and got some new merchandise on the way, and I've been pushing my hot sauce. I got my own FDA approved hot sauce, so that's just been kind of my main focus so far for 2025.
Nice. So that was one of the things I do want to ask about. What was your inspiration? Where did Nico decide I need to dive into the culinary and make some hot sauce?
Yeah, so I've always been a big hot sauce fan, and my fridge is full of hot sauce, and I kind of have a problem. And I teamed up with a buddy of mine. He makes hot sauce, and then I was kind of telling him, because what I used to do was I used to mix sweet and sour sauce with the sauce called Mad Dog 357. It's like one of those extremely hot sauces, you know, ones that burn your face off. And I would mix it with sweet and sour sauce, and I wanted something that has a good kick, but and got that sweet taste, but you know, it's not going to melt your face off. So I kind of described him my vision, what I wanted, and I gave him a couple bottles of hot sauce and a couple sauces. So I was like, this is kind of what I envision. And then he created that recipe for me, and then we ended up finding a co-packer and getting it made. So yeah, I'm really proud of the hot sauce. So we've had it since last year, and it's been going pretty well. People have been liking it.
Yeah, I love that. We're a fan of watching the show Hot Ones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so my family very much, they're like, is this a ghost pepper? What is this? And all that. So when I saw that you did create that, I wondered what the kind of inspiration was, or if it's just something that you love, or kind of how that worked. Was it a long process getting it FDA approved and all that?
Yeah, so we ended up doing it through the co-packer, because you need a commercial kitchen to make it.
Okay.
At first we were thinking about renting a space and stuff, and it's just so expensive. And then at the end of the day, we were doing the math, and we were like, you know what, we can let these guys make the sauce, and it's actually going to save us some money rather than us renting the space and doing all that. So hopefully maybe sometime down the road, I'll have my own kitchen and we can make a bunch of different kinds of hot sauce.
That's
for now we're using the co-packer. But yeah, well, it was cool to pick up, you know, 1,200 bottles of hot sauce.
Yeah. No, I love that. Is it called Nico Fuego? Is that what it's called?
That's it. It's Nico Fuego. Yep.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot. So if you want his merch, you can buy merch, but you can also buy hot sauce.
Exactly. Yeah. Because not everybody needs a t-shirt.
It's true. And they can use the hot sauce, right? And then you keep them coming back for more. So fun. So I did a little bit of digging on you, and I ran across, I don't know that it's a quote, but it's on your website. It talks a little bit about you. And so I wanted to read that and kind of ask you a little bit about it. It says that you're driven by the desire to inspire and uplift others. You aim to use your platform to deliver a motivational message and provide hope to those chasing hopes and dreams, determined to make your mark by offering something authentic and relatable. What drives you to do that? Why? Where does that passion, where does that go get this and do this come from?
Yeah, so I've, when I first started out making music, I was all over the place, right? But I feel like this last year and a half, I've kind of found myself, and I've always been the kind of person to motivate other people around me, right? I'm very ambitious. You know, I sacrifice a lot for my passion and for my dream, right? I don't go out at all, like hardly ever. You know, I'm always working, literally, like every weekend to me means just two more days where I put in the work.
Yeah.
And so I'm a very passionate person, very like driven person. And I like to motivate others around me. You know, like when I see that somebody's down, I'm not the kind of person who's gonna bring that person down even more. Like I'm more the kind of guy who like picks that person up and says, "Come on, like you can do it." You know, and so I was like, you know, that's the kind of person I am. Then why am I talking all this negative stuff in my song? So that's why where I kind of made that switch, where I was like, you know what, actually that's not who I am, but the motivational person is who I am. Like I really am that guy who will, you know, I to me it's a pleasure. It's fun, you know, seeing somebody who feels like who hit rock bottom, and I can inspire that person some kind of way to get him out of that hole. So that's kind of what I want to do with my music as well, you know.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful thing because I think that, well, I think we all go through changes and transformations and things like that. And even with the business that I have, like I started off doing something else and then it now has kind of turned into motivational like coaching and life coaching and authenticity coaching and all those things. So when I read that, I was like, I feel inspired by that. And I also feel brother sisterhood with that. You know, I often find people and I'm like, we do the same thing, just completely different artistry and different ways that we go about it. And so there are more of us,
Exactly,
you know, out there.
yeah.
And so many times I think even us, you know, we feel alone trying to inspire and help others, but there's so much there. Do you feel like music has impacted your mental health in a positive way? Do you feel like that's been a huge part of kind of who you are, or how has that journey transpired?
It's basically my outlet, right? Music is my outlet. Like, it's like therapy almost, right? So whenever I have something on my mind, like I like writing about it, you know, and then it's just kind of capturing that emotion and then putting that into song. I feel like that's it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Do you do any other kind of artistic expression? I know some people do paint. I know you make hot sauce. That would be considered an art as well, I would say. But is there, do you do anything else, or is this your main avenue?
Yeah, I do that and I work out. Like that's all I do. I try to
Yeah.
keep my, you know, I feel like that's important, especially for your mind, just to clear your mind, you know, going to the gym a couple of days a week.
It does. It helps you blow off steam. It also helps you just keep your mind kind of ward off all the negative things and you know things like that. It just kind of helps you keep straight. So I do want to dig into a couple of your songs. The first one's a little bit more serious, I think. And it's the one that when we started talking that you said, I bet you're talking about this song. 'Cause I honestly, when I found you, I scrolled through and I saw it and then I lost you for a while. And I was like, I don't know where he went. I really want to talk to him. And then I ran across it again. And so I really want to open up and hold space for us to discuss the song Drug Abuse, if you don't mind talking about that. Maybe give us some insight or kind of where that came from, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so you know, over the years, you know, I just I've lost a decent amount of friends just to drug abuse over the years. People I grew up with, people I used to party with back in the day and stuff like that. And last year I lost another good, wait, sorry, 2023, I lost another really good friend of mine. And it inspired me to write that song because I felt like there's tons of songs out there that promote drug abuse, you know, that revolve around the glorification of drugs, but nobody ever talks about the negative side of things because it's usually people are like, oh, that's corny and stuff. So, but
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about it because I felt like, you know, maybe I can help somebody with a song if it's genuine, if it talks about my experiences. And it's, I'm not judging anyone. I wanted to be as unjudgmental as possible. That's why I talked about like my drug past, right? That's how I started off the song with talking about, okay, this is what it was like for me. I didn't go, I never did like heroin or whatnot, right? But I have my stopping point, but there are people who I've lost to, you know, to some drugs. And I wanted to help those who are in that situation right now, who are going through it, and maybe give them some hope. Like, hey, you know what? I'm not judging you for what you're doing. I'm just trying to help you. Like, you're not alone. There are tons of people out there going through the same thing. You can get help, and you can get out of the situation. That's what I wanted to convey with the song.
Yeah, and I think that you conveyed it perfectly. I think that there is, like you said, there's a lot of songs out there that do talk about like the drinking and the drugs and things like that. And I mean, sometimes sometimes those things are fun, right? But the thing is like they're I won't even say there's a time and a place, but sometimes those things are fun, but they're fun until they're not. And
Exactly, yeah.
you know, and if you don't know a limit, or if you're in that moment that you're searching for something to fill a space and you don't even realize that that's what you're doing, it fills that void, and then you can't not have it, or you have to replace it with something. And I've lost family members, of course, my brother, but I know other people who have had this struggle, and my best friend has had struggles with it. And it's just something that no one talks about, yet when they do, they don't paint this picture like what you did of it, yes, being a struggle, but there's still some inspiration there. You know, usually it's all good or it's just terrible. So you kind of go through that little journey with it. So I do really love that, because I don't hear many songs written from the perspective that you offered.
Yeah, thank you.
On a different note, we're gonna talk about the Scorpio season. So everyone that knows me knows I'm an 11-11 baby, and I am a proud Scorpio, but I like to say I am a more healed Scorpio, because I think we get a bad reputation.
Valentine's Day babies.
Right. I think we get a bad reputation. Like, there's a lot of good with us, Scorpio. So can you talk to me about that song? Is that, are you a Scorpio, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I am. Yep, I was born on the 17th. So,
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about Scorpio season, and how some of these things that you do say, how does that resonate with you? Are you just this fiery, feisty man? Like, talk to me about that.
I've heard that, yeah. But so yeah, I kept seeing, like, you know, on social, especially social media, you keep seeing people talking about their zodiac signs and all these things that are associated with your zodiac sign. So I kept seeing those posts, and I thought, how cool would it be if I make a song about Scorpio? So I actually looked it up. I took looked up all the stereotypes. What is a Scorpio? And it's funny because most of those actually apply to me. And I was like, oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's me, I guess. And, oh, that's me too. So I just picked the ones that apply to me, and then I just put them all in a song, That's
No,
Scorpio season.
it's so fun, because, and I'm just gonna talk. I listened to the song, but I couldn't necessarily, you know, repeat back the words to you. But some of the things that I think are very specific when you're talking about Scorpio is like, I can handle a lot, but once you really piss me off, like it's
Yeah.
like it's not pretty.
Yeah.
So I think that, and I think that we're known to be like, I'm just gonna say that, like sex fiends are more like
Yeah.
involved like that. And I think that not crossing, like just don't cross us. You can push us, and you can push us, and you can push us, but eventually it gets to a point to where you just don't exist. And that's not a place that I like to be. I worked really hard not to be there, but once I get to a certain point, I just have to like wall it up and just act as if that person didn't exist, because I'm done. So,
Yep,
yeah.
exactly.
Is there any others that you can think of? I know that there's so many. I know that,
It's like you said, the loyalty thing was a big
yeah.
one. I'm trying to I gotta listen to the song again myself, like figure out all the ones that I brought up. I think being determined was another one, like
Yeah.
ambitious was a
Like
big one, I
you
think.
can't knock me down. Like, you can definitely
Yeah.
try, but I think that we have this little bit of I'm gonna prove you wrong. Not even necessarily like in a shitty way, but it's like, no, I'm gonna do it, and you're not gonna stop me. And you can keep on trying, but that's just gonna kind of fuel me a little bit more to get where I need to be. But I would say the Scorpios that I do know that are more recovered Scorpios, they actually have the biggest hearts. Like, I have the biggest heart ever, and I would do anything for anybody. And I feel like you're probably that way as well. Just don't trample on it, and we're
Yeah.
good.
Yep, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Do you mind talking about negativity as a virus? I wasn't necessarily gonna, discuss that, but I did listen to that earlier today. And I am fascinated with that. I'm actually going to use that, I think, and when I do my teaching on the negativity. So,
Oh, really? Thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
that. I appreciate it. See, I mean, the song title kind of speaks for itself. I actually wrote that song to remind myself, like, hey, because I do that a whole lot, that I let negative things that happen to me in my life have such an impact on me that it slows me down. I you know, lose focus of what's actually important. You know, I let it get to me, and then I wasted a bunch of time and energy on nothing. You know, it's just being in my head. And I, yeah, that song to me is more of a like reminder, like, hey, it's a virus. You know, it's gonna, you know, extinguish in your fire, blood on your attire. Like, you know, it's just killing that fire inside of your soul. You know, so you just got to. Like I said, I literally wrote that song just to remind
Yeah,
myself, like, oh,
no.
stop letting that shit get to you. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
no, it's fantastic because if you think about it on like a virus, like a viral thing, it's if you get around someone who has that really negative attitude, like I like to say they're the energy vampires, you know, that they just literally suck that out of you. But it spreads like wildfire, and it's so easy to spread it like a virus versus positivity and being happy because people don't. I think that they're always looking for something to pull their mind off of what's really going on in life, and what better to do that than be negative or pull and talk about someone else's negativity. That way you're not like looking at your own. And so I think when you think about it being a virus, you know, it's like, now I gotta wash my hands. I gotta get rid of it. Like I really do. It does. So I just wanted to touch base on that song because it is fun. And again, that's something that I think I'm gonna start using in mine. Like it's a virus, right? This is what we learned, that it's just spread so much easier. I mean, if you look, and I don't talk about politics a lot, but if you look at the government and the world and everything that's going on, like it does just spread like wildfire.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So what do you have upcoming for Nico?
Yeah, so I'm still rolling out my latest album right now. So I've been just dropping one song a month. It's called Foreign AF, which stands for foreign as fuck, and it's called foreign as fuck because I'm half German, half Spanish, but I grew up in like three different countries throughout my life, so yeah, that's why I called it foreign as fuck.
Like that.
But yeah, I was actually selling CDs, so I've actually sold a decent amount of CDs, which is incredible, especially in 2025. But people still love CDs, especially when they're signed.
Yeah.
Yeah, just been slowly rolling that out on streaming platforms. I think the last song is going to drop in June, if I'm not mistaken. The next one's called Phases. That one's going to drop tomorrow. Is it? Hold it. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, that song's dropped. Yeah,
21st.
tomorrow's Friday. Yep. That song's going to drop tomorrow. It's
Nice.
called Phases. And then, yeah, like I said, just going to keep rolling out those songs. And I got a couple other stuff, some new stuff that I'm working on. So I'll continue to drop one song a month. Throughout the year, probably.
Perfect. Where can everyone find you to listen to? Where can they buy your CDs, your merchandise, your hot sauce?
So you can just Google me, just Google Nieko, and my website's at the very top, and a bunch of other information in my Instagram, and you name it.
Okay, perfect. I always like to end the show in asking this question. If you had someone that came to you that was struggling with mental health issues, depression, anxiety, or even addiction, what is some advice that you would give to them?
What I would give them is I know it's kind of cliche, but it is a phase. It's a phase in your life right now, and better times will come. I know all that stuff sounds like it's cliche, but it actually is true. You know, life is full of ups and downs. If life was just all ups, life would be boring. You know, we need those downs to appreciate the ups. And yeah, I mean, that's what I would tell that person, and obviously help. If there's anything I can do to help, I would, you know.
We do have to have the hard times to appreciate the beauty of how good it can be. We wouldn't know the difference. It was all the
Exactly,
same. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life of KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynn.com, KittyLynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.